I chose the poem God's Grandeur because I think it says so much about the beauty of creation. And so we talked about how to do this poem. And what we decided was to do it antiphonally. In other words, what I will do is read the first two lines, and then what's in black, darker black, then you will read, and we'll go through the poem. And then the second time around, we'll reverse, and you'll start with the first two lines, and then I'll read the darker print. And then after that, we'll go into the hymn, which will be led by Tom, and I think Gail will be at the piano. God's Grandeur. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil.
It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil or why do men then now not rightly trod?
Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil.
And wears man's sludge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod.
And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things.
And though the last light sought the black west end, O morning, and the brown ring eastward springs.
Because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods.
With warm rest and awe of bright rainings. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like a shining from shook foil.
It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod?
Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and all seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil.
And wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod.
And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things.
And though the last lights off the black west went, O morning at the brown brink eastward springs.
Because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods.
With warm breath and off bright wings.
Thank you, Joan. That was a wonderful selection and a beautiful poem. And now we have a wonderful hymn, which you all know, I think. It's For the Beauty of the Earth. Friar of Santa Barbara province in California, He's a native San Franciscan, having grown up in the Chinatown and North Beach areas. Franklin did his undergraduate studies at UC Davis back in the 60s.
Gee, that's when I went to college.
And some of us, back in the 50s. So, and his graduate studies at UC Riverside in the 70s, those tumultuous 70s that we all remember. He continued his postdoctoral studies in the Photobiology Institute at Brandeis University. For 11 years, he worked as an assistant and associate professor of plant physiology in the Department of Soil and Crop Sciences, Texas A&M University, before joining the Friars in 1990. That's a delayed vocation, Father, isn't it, in a way? As a friar, he taught biology courses at the University of Portland, Oregon, and courses in human ecology at Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington. He's published widely in his research area of plant hormones and environmental physiology. Franklin also holds a master's degree in theological studies and finished all his coursework for the MDiv degree from the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley. As a friar, he lived and worked in Guatemala for 9 months and in the Philippines for 2 summers. In other words, he has seen a lot of God's world, and he knows more than a little about the mysteries of the natural order. His topic today is environmental spirituality at the personal level, or something around that. The first of 2 sessions that Word in Life is hosting this fall on creation spirituality. Please help me welcome Father Franklin.